In the market for a home? Well, it's your lucky day. You're tuned to the Rosie on the House show, and we're talking mortgages with Galaxy Lending Group. Call 1-888-ROSIE4U.
I have a heart for young couples trying to get into that first house. We sent it out on Facebook. We sent it out in the newsletter this week to, if you knew someone that was trying to get into that first home, to make sure they were tuned in today so we could give them some basic information on what would be expected, what they could expect in the process. Let's go back to our hypothetical couple.
Okay.
Newlywed couple, never owned a home before. Gross monthly income, $3,000. We encourage them to use a guideline of no more than 30% of their gross should be dedicated to PITI, principal, interest, taxes, and insurance.
Right.
Okay. So they need to limit their monthly payment to cover all four of those components to $900 to $1,000.
Right.
Okay. And they're going to be able to get into a home somewhere of around $170,000 to $180,000 general area. That's a nice two-bedroom, three-bedroom, two-bath home in many neighborhoods throughout the valley and throughout Tucson. They need about $10,000 cash to get in. What do they need to know about their credit score? Where does a young couple sometimes has a hard time with a credit score?
Sure. And as far as credit score, if we look at where guidelines and just the bare minimum, you've got to have at least a 620 credit score.
Okay.
The scale goes from a 350 is horribly bad. It goes up to 850 or so in the scoring systems that we use. But more important than the score is if you look at your payment history on your credit, in general, if you've paid everything on time, and on time to us means not more than 30 days late, if you've paid everything on time for 2 years, your credit score is going to be fine.
That's a great box to put it in. Okay.
And that I think is more important, because you could have had the worst credit in the world, the worst disaster of credit, like me shortly after I got out of high school. it really only takes a couple of years, and even the worst credit in the world can recover and get to where you're getting the same rates, you're getting the decent financing for everything.
Now, just as recently as I think it was the fall of just last year. Was it like August or September? Fannie Mae greatly stepped up.
Fannie Mae did in November.
November.
Fannie Mae updated their guidelines in certain circumstances, particularly for refinances. If you're eligible for a Fannie Mae HARP refinance, but you had a foreclosure recently, or you had a bankruptcy recently, the bankruptcy or foreclosure actually gets ignored. And that's only for refinances. Now, purchases, they're still looked at under the regular guidelines, but there are certain circumstances in refinances, and we've had a few where somebody had a bankruptcy last year, a short sale this year, and was still eligible for the refinance on their primary residence and still qualified at the same rates as everyone else.
Don't give up hope, I guess, is the moral of that story.
There is. Always, guidelines are constantly changing. And so what we couldn't do 3 or 4 months ago can be done today. Sometimes it goes the other way. What we could do now, we can't. But guidelines are constantly changing. And so it's good to always talk to somebody. Don't give up. Check in every few months and see what might be different.
Tell us about Galaxy Lending. Stellar loans, sound advice.
We're here for you. We're mortgage lender. We pride ourselves in being knowledgeable about the industry, knowledgeable about the programs that are out there. But most importantly, what we want to do is help everyone accomplish their goals. We want to listen to you, find out what you're trying to do. If you're buying your first home, we don't want to put you in a loan that we know is going to be too expensive for you. We want you to tell us what you're looking for. We want to show you the different options. We want to show you the pros and cons of the different things that you look at. And our staff, everybody there is fantastic. That's what they're there for also. We want our world to revolve around you guys as you're out looking for finance.
Y'all wrote a a book.
Yeah, part of that. We have an ebook. It's available for free online. You can download it. It's you can go to 6stepstoahomeloan.com. There's no obligation. Download the book. Get the information. Our goal is to get the information out to you, give you the basics if you're new to financing or have questions about financing. And then as you get into the detail, we'll be there for you to answer those questions also.
Download the free book, and you can get a hold of Galaxy. You have operators standing by now, right? What's the number?
602-595-1233.
Harold, thanks again for joining us, and congratulations to your wife on finishing the half marathon.
Oh, awesome. Thanks, Rosie.
In the rain. Well, folks, we hope the information we shared with you today, there are a couple callers still on hold, know that we are going to take you offline. If you got in through the screening process, you will always get an answer at Rosie on the House. We're not going to leave you hanging. Hey, join us next weekend out at the Cardinal Stadium, University of Phoenix Stadium. We're going to be demonstrating how to install crown molding, baseboard, as well as fix a leak. Repair any dripping leak you might have in, out, about, and around your house. That's what we do at Rosie on the House.